Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 78. I don't know why sometimes I start off like I'm a politician. Episode 78! Anyway, I'm getting started here later. Not that it matters to you out there. You in there, out there, in cyberspace, listening to this because it's on demand. You get this whenever you want to. I mean, once I post it, once I upload it and post it. But, you know, I got up late today. It is still Sunday. I think I may be soon in the fall. I may change my schedule a little bit. I'm going to be changing my schedule a lot. But as far as doing my podcast, I may switch the days. We'll see what happens. Just be patient with me, please. And I'm hoping by the time I get to episode 100... I'll figure out how to get into the iTunes store. I mean, I have an idea of possibly the things I need to do, but it's going to take some doing and some assistance. And I do have some assistance from one of my neighbors here who is a tech kind of person. That's another thing. I mean, I get it. That's all boring stuff. Just let me stop with the same old boring. That's boring. Okay, I'm sorry. It's boring me. It's got to be boring you. All right. So it's a kind of a warmish day here, low 80s, but nice. You know, 81 degrees in the valley here in Los Angeles, in the San Fernando Valley, is like, hey baby, you know, we hardly need air conditioning. Although I do have it on. I don't know if you can hear it in the background. I do have it on because I get the western sun. You know, okay, the western sun, my windows face the west, okay? So, and it's the time of day when the west will be, sun goes west, and the sign shines on my window, and it goes, Al, hi, we're going to other parts of the earth, so we want to shine on your window, and then you might have to put your air conditioning on. That's how the sun talks. That's how it talks to me. And that's how you might have to put the air conditioning on, Al. We might have to put the air conditioning. I had a very interesting thing happen to me today. Basically, what happened is I was making a phone call, and a girl answered the phone, and I said to her, it didn't sound like where I was trying to call. So I said, excuse me, where am I calling? And she said, we work with Cox. And I was like, did she just say what I thought she said? We work with Cox? And then I thought, you know, the connection, you know how sometimes on the phone, certain consonants can sound one way, but there's something else. So and then I thought, well, maybe she said we work with cops. You know, maybe I call the police station or something. I don't know. So I said, you work with cops? And she says, no, we work with Cox. And I said, what? Like, I mean, what? Really? And can I get a demonstration? I mean, what are we talking about? And so she said, we work with Cox, the cable company. And I never heard of them. And obviously, I dialed the wrong number. And I told her that. And I went on my way. But it just made me think about, like, when you have a name. Now, obviously, Cox, they probably spell it C-O-X. But, I mean, and no offense to anybody with that last name. But you may, I don't know, you may want to change it in this day and age. If my name was Cox, especially if your name is like Richard Cox, you know, I mean, come on, change your name. Don't, it just seems like the right thing to do. And then if you work for a Cox cable company, don't tell people that we work. Well, actually, she didn't say she worked for them. She said we work with Cox. as if she was an outside company that was working with them. So, I don't know. I'm just saying with that name, you might want to look into other names. Something that's just going to just, like a name, you say the name, and then nobody ever think, they just go, oh, that's your name. They don't think anything else. They don't, you know, but when you say a name like Cox, oh, right off the bat, you're going to have images and people, especially when we work with Cox, you know. If she would have said to me, this is the Cox Cable Company, you know, I would have said, okay, wrong number. And I might not have gone into this particular dissertation that I'm doing right now. But when she said we work with Cox, I promise you it's the last time I'm saying that on this podcast today. But it is imprinted on my mind. And now that I've said it so much, it's imprinted on your mind. But I hope it's not so imprinted that you can't move on with your life. And if you happen to have a last name like that, please don't take offense to what I said. I'm just, I'm just trying to do a podcast. Okay? I'm trying to do a Coxcast. Sorry. So last night I ordered some Korean food. We got this little local Korean barbecue place not too far from my house. They deliver. Not quite Koreatown in that category, but good. I mean, if you're jonesing for Korean food, it does the trick. And so I actually got it last week, too. And so last week I got the guy that came by, he was very, I don't know if I talked about this last week, I don't think I did, maybe I did. He didn't speak any English, hardly any. And, I told, when I ordered the food and I gave my address, I told him there's a security code and what number to push to get into the building. But this guy shows up. And I guess he just pushed the button, or I don't know, he didn't push the button. He just called my cell number, because I had the, told him that was my number. And they go, you know, I was like, okay, well, hello? And he was like, oh no, there's a Korean food! Korean food, I deliver! I go, well, hit the security, button, the code. Oh, hit the code. I tried to tell him the number, and it took a while, but he finally got it. He came in. And then I asked him, because I never assume when you have Asian people, I have a hard time telling certain Asian people apart. Filipinos, I can pretty much spot a mile away. But when it comes to Korean, Japanese, and Chinese, you know, that kind of thing, sometimes I don't know the subtleties, the intricacies. You know, forgive me, I'm trying to learn, okay? I don't know. I just don't know. And not that it matters to me. I mean, I'm not going walking around asking people, oh, are you Korean? Are you Chinese? Are you Japanese? No. I don't do that. So anyway, but this guy shows up last week and he brings my food. I give him the money. I gave him a nice tip. It's not his fault. He doesn't know English yet, I guess. I don't know. I mean, unless he's been here 20 years and he still hasn't learned. Because it's possible, anyway, the point was he was Korean. And I asked him where he was from. And he said, from Korea. So then I said, Yabaseo. And that's a greeting in Korean. And he was like, oh, okay, Yabaseo. And then he left. All right. So a week goes by. And I order from them again. And this time, I get a different gentleman who's Asian, who has no trouble getting into the building, and seems to speak English. And so, I said to him, hey, how you doing? And I went, hey, yabaseo. And he didn't react. And I was like, huh. And I said, hey, excuse me, where are you from? He goes, are you Korean? He goes, no, I'm from Eurasia. And I said, oh, okay. Well, I said, yabaseo. And for some reason, the guy last week So I apologize for, you know, how am I supposed to tell that you're from Eurasia? I never even knew there was a place called Eurasia. Is that like Yerba Linda? Eurasia? You want to go to Eurasia? You want to go to my Asia? So, but I felt a little bit like, I probably should have asked him first where he's from. That's usually what I would do. But this time I just kind of assumed because of the guy last week, and it was a Korean restaurant. I think that circumstantially, you know, the odds were on my side, but turned out he's from Eurasia, you know. And I looked up last night a little bit on Google, and it's Eurasia has like a little over 4 million people. I don't know exactly where it is. I didn't really care to find out. Okay, I'll find out later. I gave the guy a good tip. I gave him a decent tip. It wasn't like an amazing tip. It was a tip that you would give a Eurasian. No, I'm just kidding. Anyway, so, and speaking of foreigners, and Ralph's Supermarket, where I've been going lately, I'm over at the hot food bar the other day, and there's this lady there from Bangladesh. You know, and she must be like, I would say she's in her 40s. And, you know, I kind of joke around with her. She's kind of cute lady, you know. And so I said to her, oh, I know. There's another girl that works there named Maria, a young Latina lady girl, very attractive girl. And I'll sing the, you know, Maria, Maria, Maria to her. But Maria wasn't there. So this lady's name is Shahina. So I started singing Shahina, 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 Shahina. You know, and she started smiling and laughing, giggling. Wasn't laughing. Wasn't like so funny that she was like, oh my God, this guy's amazing. He's killing me with his friggin', he took the Maria song and he put my name in it. What a genius. So, and then so she said to me, oh, you know, yeah, Shahina, she says, you could name your grandchildren by that, like Shahina. And I was like, oh, okay, yeah, grandchildren. Anytime somebody mentions grandchildren, I get paranoid. Like, well, really? What do you know something I don't know? And then she goes, do you have any grandchildren? And I was like, no. And I was like, you know, it's just, I don't know, I'm still, yeah, sure, I could have grandchildren. I'm old enough to have grandchildren. You know, especially, you know, in this area, people have grandchildren, could be grandparents at the age of friggin' 40. All right, I'm over 40, okay? I'm way over 40. Let's just stop judging me. But anyway, I just couldn't help but be like, you know, it was just a little ego deflating. I'm singing this weird song. Where do you come up with, why would you even think of grandchildren? I'm singing a song to you. Where does that come from? Where the heck does me singing your name to the tune of Maria make you think that I should name my grandchildren after you? I just don't get it. I just don't get it. And so I was thinking about putting her on song punishment. No songs. Ah, whatever. She's a nice lady. She's cute. And I have a little update. I mentioned last week, I believe it was, that there was in the news that they were saying fish oil can actually be damaging, especially to men. Can be excruciatingly damaging to men. And I didn't mention I didn't mention the exact thing they said. But it turns out, and I suspected this, and I even mentioned that, because the media will just jump on anything. And the study that was done, there's so many holes in this study. I mean, there's already been, like, thousands of studies conducted about the benefits of fish oil. And then there's, like, one study that comes out, and the media just jumps on it. And I just think it's a way to try to get some of our supplements, our vitamins, and our herbal supplements. You know, they're trying to take, they've been doing this, I'm aware of it for at least since 89, 90, where I was hanging out with this guy, and he told me about this, and I think I signed some petitions and the bills didn't pass or whatever. But they keep trying to take away our rights to getting supplements, you know, and stating that, you know, they're not controlled, they're not under FDA, you know, guidelines, which is correct. That's true. But that means that they can't make any claims, okay, on their products. But, you know, the FDA, come on, we all know the FDA drugs. I mean, half of them have, like, horrendous side effects. So it's just like, stop it already. I'm tired of, I want my freedom. I want to be free, you know. I don't want the NSA to be spying on me. I was reading this, I got this into the NSA, but this came into my mind. I read this quote, I don't know who it was, that it said, it doesn't matter that you don't have anything to hide. It matters, is the government in control, or are you in control of the government? And if this is a government, we're supposed to be a government for the people, by the people, we the people, right? So, it's people. It's us. It's not supposed, this other stuff, it's too weird. It's Nazi, and it's Soviet Russia, and totalitarianism. I can't say totalitarianism. That's like a Jerry Lewis word. Totalitarianism. If it could be a funny way. We want to have a totalitarianism. All right. So I'm just giving you an update on the fish oil. So about, remember the guy I mentioned? He's kind of visiting here, staying with some friends of his in the building, and he's got some tattoos. He was the guy with the Just Breathe tattoo. Very New York accent. I love this guy. He's great. I'm not going to mention his name. I told him I was doing bits about him, and he goes, that's okay. Just don't mention my name. Don't say my name. So eventually, if I do this on stage, I'll probably have to come up with a name, but it won't be his name. So, you know, he was going, I didn't know that he had this whole, like, real late night thing where he goes out to clubs and he's getting women left and right, which kind of makes sense because he's a good-looking, kid. He's like about 30, probably 29, 30 years old. He's a good-looking guy with the tattoos, you know, and so I saw him the other night and he said to me, yeah. He goes, yeah, you know, he's thinking about moving to the Middle East because he's actually originally from the Middle East and his parents are there, but he's spent a lot of time in New York. I don't know, for some reason he's got the New York. I said to him, well, he grew up in the Middle East. Why do you have a New York accent? He goes, well, I spent all my summers in New York. I know, but it would make more sense if you were spent most of your time in the Middle East. That you would be like a guy that would say, like, hello, my friend. Hello, my friend. But instead you talk like this. Anyway, I'm glad you talk like this. It makes me feel like I'm back in the New York, New Jersey area. So he says to me, he says, listen, you know, I was asking him about, you know, whatever. He went out, and I was asking him about it. And then he says, you know, he told me he's thinking about moving. He's probably going to move to the Middle East. And I'm like, why would you move? He goes, because I'm having too much fun here. I'm having too much fun. There's too many women. Too much fun. I go, that's a reason to leave? That's a reason where you want to move to the Middle East? Where you want to go meet some lady in a burqa? I don't really understand what your point is. But he told me he wants to get married. He wants to find a wife. So, you know, good for him. Good for him. You know. And I say good for him. But, you know, the one resentment I have towards this guy is that he seems to live on fast food. If he's not ordering Domino's pizza, he's eating McDonald's. If he's not eating McDonald's, he's eating Subway. If he's not eating Subway, he's looking for a Wendy's. And I'm telling you, the guy's got no friggin' fat on his body. You know, I have got to be diligent. I get one day a week now. I have my cheat moments, which I had a cheat day yesterday. Not cheat moments. I had a cheat day. And I reined it in because I felt like I went a little too crazy last couple times before that. So yesterday, I reined it in. I made sure that as I cheated, you know, I had a little bit. I had some restraint on. I didn't just go crazy, crazy, crazy. But this guy, he's like, you know, already past 25. And that's when people's metabolism metabolisms usually change and they get slow down. This guy, there's no slowing in sight. He's eating all this crap food. And then he's got no fat. So I wish him the best. Oh, I hope he moves to the Middle East and continues to eat fast food, stays slender, gets some more tattoos. I mean, it's a nice wife. Because he's having too much damn fun. He's having too much fun. Speaking of Ralph's, I was in the produce department the other day. And again, I was looking for an avocado. Remember, I talked about an avocado at the Gougers supermarket. And so I asked this kid who works in the produce here at Ralph's to help me, find this avocado. If you can find me a good avocado for that day, And gave me an avocado, but I felt it was a little too hard. So I questioned him. I didn't trust his avocado prowess. Okay? And I said, "Well, are you sure this is a good one for it seems kinda hard?" He goes, "Well, yeah, you don't want them too soft." And then he tried another one. He goes, "You try this," and I said, "This one might be a little bit better." And then I asked him about, because Gougers carries this apple, and now I guess it's going to be year-round, called Jazz, which is my favorite apple, I think. It's some kind of hybrid they've come up with, And they take a Macintosh, and it has sex with a Granny Smith, and they play jazz music in the background. I don't know, whatever it is. But they come up with this this apple called Jazz Apples, and I love them. I love me the jazz. And so I asked him if... Gougers has about, 11, 18 stores. Ralph's has many more stores than that, I believe. And I asked him if he carries jazz, and he said, no. And he gave me this, this convoluted rap about, the jazz, they come from the East Coast, and by the time they get here, and the thing they do, and the jazz, they have beef with the West Coast apples, and they're blah, blah, blah. I go, what are you talking about? I don't know. What are you talking about? And then he called me boss. He goes, okay, boss. Come by anytime, boss. Which then I noticed that the hot bar. There's a guy that works there. Not Shahina, because Shahina's a woman. The guy that works there, and he called me boss. So I don't know if they make the guys call guys boss at Ralph's, or if it's just something that they come up with on their own. But it's not my favorite thing. I don't like being called boss. I don't know. It's just too weird. It's just too weird. And finally, I'm going to rag on a restaurant that has gone completely downhill, and it's called the Good Earth Restaurant. I mean, you think a place called the Good Earth, because their food there, they have, it's not just, I don't think it's just organic and vegetarian, because there is meat and chicken and this and that. Maybe it is all organic, I'm not sure. But it always had a kind of a great reputation. And I went there to have lunch with my friend Mark the other day, and the place has gone completely downhill. Folks, the Good Earth has become polluted, I'm afraid to tell you this. The service was horrendous. You come in there, the place is enormous, and they got tons of tables and chairs, and not that many people, there's not that many customers. So you think, this place, the rent's got to be pretty hefty on a place like this. It's a nice kind of corner space on Ventura Boulevard, Studio City. Give me a friggin' break, People might, other businesses must be salivating at the chops to get in there. Maybe they got a good deal because they've been there for so long. So they have this, long-term deal. The rent's not up to market value, whatever. The service was pretty bad. It took so long for anybody to come and take our order. And, first of all, the maitre d', or the host, gentleman, I asked him... I asked him for some water as soon as we sat down. And, you know, for some reason, he had a hard time understanding me or something. You know, I said, excuse me, you know, when you get a chance, can I get some water? And I don't know, maybe because the music was too loud in there, I forget, but I maybe I wasn't talking loud enough, but I had to say maybe 2-3 times, ask him, I would just like some water, you know, and then, you know, would you like ice? Yeah, I'd like some ice. And then so then we get this waitress, and you know how some people, you can just tell, you look in their eyes, you know that they don't know what the hell they're doing, you know, and she had this, she was kind of cute, she had a lisp, goes, yes, may I help you? And so my friend Mark wanted to know if the chickens, he was going to get the chicken salad sandwich, the half a sandwich and a soup. And he wanted to know if it was any good. And she was like, it's very popular. You know, I like when you ask me something, is he very good? He's very popular. Well, sure, so is, you know, I was going to say Justin Bieber, but I don't know how good he is. So is fill in the blank, something really popular that's not that great. So is McDonald's. How's that? I don't think that's McDonald's is great. So he said, all right, well, give me the vegetable soup and the half a chicken salad. And I got the salad with pieces of steak in it, which I've had before, which is really good. And then it takes, you know, we're sitting there, and it takes a long time to actually get the food. Now, my salad was just so-so. I remember there used to be bigger pieces of steak. Now they're just like little dots of steak. They should call it a steak dot salad or dots of steak salad. My friend Mark was like completely disappointed. I told him I probably should send it back, but he didn't want to do that. The vegetable soup was completely flavorless. The chicken salad, it was just nothing. It was like a nothing salad sandwich. The whole thing, they should have said, are you somebody that likes to just wants to eat just so you can stay alive and don't care about the flavor of your food? Well, here, try this. Try this. So, at one point I asked the maitre d', because I know that John Voight used to eat there all the time, a lot. I guess he lives in the neighborhood. And I asked, does John Voight still come in? He goes, oh, yeah, yeah, but he works on his TV show, and he comes in, blah, blah, blah. You know, I probably appeared to be like a crazed fan. But I'm just kind of curious if he still comes in there. And then Mark and I decide to, you know, we've had enough of this place. And, you know, we get the check. The lady, she put the check down. And, you know, we figure out the bill. We put our money down. And then our host with the most comes over to a table like just across the way from us. I'm saying like what, 12 feet away. And he picks up, and the people aren't even there anymore. He picks up the check and the money they left. And then just starts walking and never comes near us. And I say, excuse me, sir, we'd like to give you this. Oh, okay. And it's just like, I mean, have you heard of peripheral vision? I mean, have you heard of just, I mean, there's hardly anybody here. We got the check, don't you? I mean, we want to get out of here, okay, mister? So what I'm saying is we were very, very annoyed with the place. And it'll be a long time before I go back there. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying I'll never go back there again. I may give them a shot down the road a piece. Because every place has an off day, but this was really off, really off. Okay. One thing about that place, I never really did appreciate the smell of that place. It had some kind of weird. It always had some weird smell. I couldn't tell what that smell was. All right, I've said enough of that. Okay, so I probably convinced all of you never to go to the Good Earth. Thank you very much. Anyway, that's it. Thank you all, anybody and everybody, as usual, for listening to my podcast. I've already talked about the technological thing. I'm not even going to, when I get it together, and get everything, the website transferred over and everything, I'll let you know. From now, I think I'll just stop mentioning it. It's getting kind of redundant and boring. And we don't want that here at the Al Berman Live from the Studio Apartment, North Hollywood, California podcast. But anyway, until next time, this is Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California.